Strength in numbers is an old adage finding new meaning as attorneys general across the nation band together to oppose Trump policies. Civil Beat reporter Kirsten Downey has today's reality check. Good morning. Aloha.
Aloha.
Nice to talk to you. Well, you quote in the article up today, Hawaii's AG Douglas Chin is saying that our state's role is, quote, stepping up to fill the gap as the Trump administration cuts back on regulations. Who's joining him?
Well, there's quite a band. In our system of government, there's different checks and balances. We usually think of the executive, the legislative, and the judiciary. But there's also the state versus the federal government. And what we see here is the attorneys general across the country, the Democratic attorneys general, coming together to organize to oppose Republican policies they disagree with.
Though it would seem that with so many issues that are confronting the AGs, that they're going to have to be fairly choosy about which ones they decide to push back. Any sense of what that looks like or in certain sectors?
Well, I think we've definitely seen this very dramatically over the recent travel ban from an executive order initially by the Trump administration involving a group of majority Muslim countries. We quickly saw 15 states organize, and Hawaii's been very active on this cause. We actually saw it in another case as well already, and that's involving the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which you'll remember was the government agency designed to help bring increased consumer protection after the big banking crash. Chin expects that he's going to be needing to do a lot in the area of consumer protection, particularly in the financial arena.
And it would seem, especially in our state, with our sensitivity to what happens with the environment, that that will also be one of the areas in which AGs may be banding together.
Absolutely true.
As you look out now over all of the issues that you've been seeing both in Washington and now here in Hawaii, is there a sense of another coming wave that we have yet to talk about?
Well, I think the biggest next issue is going to be what happens with the budget, developing budget situation. President Trump would like to see a big increase in defense spending, which could in some ways be good for Hawaii, but unfortunately that would come at the cost of reductions in a number of other areas, education, health care, environmental regulation, consumer protection, some of the same areas that the Democratic AGs are already so worried about.
And clearly with whatever is going to happen with health care, which is still pretty much a moving target, we don't know what may cause them to band together for that, too.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Okay. Well, we've got a lot to watch. Glad you're in D.C., and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Good to talk to you. Every day we speak with a Civil Beat reporter. Today we talk with Kirsten Downey for Reality Check.